Welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And I hope you had a nice break, if you did have a break, if you work in a school. We are going to talk about our new November display today. We're going to mention quite a few books that are on the display, and then obviously we're going to review some of the books that we were reading over the half term, which may also appear on the new display.
Yeah, we kind of, when we put the displays together, we look at what features during the month. So a lot of the books that we've got on display are war books, so historical fiction, because obviously we have Remembrance Day on the 11th of November. And then there's a couple of titles that have got fire in it or whatever, and that obviously represents Bonfire Night.
Yes.
So we do kind of.
And any kind of
link.
Bullying books, because it's anti-bullying week.
Yeah, so we kind of link the books to that, really, don't we?
Yeah, and we always check Corel Press. They're great for telling us what's going on in each month.
Yeah.
So if you buy into that resource, they are brilliant.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
It's very useful.
We're not even sponsored by Corel for this podcast.
No.
We're just plugging them because we love them.
Yeah.
So, November display. Before we go into our reviews, like our big reviews, I want to mention some of the books that we put on there, which I was not able to read because I ran out of time. So they kind of sat on the display, and if no one takes them, I'm going to steal them.
Yeah.
I want people to take them, but I also want to read them. So I've got like Catch 22. So one of the books I really wanted to read was The 57 Bus by Dashka Slater. And this book is based on a true crime story. So it's a real story of something that happened. And it's quite an horrific crime because there's these two people on a bus. One of them's non-binary. The other one's from quite a poor background. And one of the teenagers, because he finds the other one so different, doesn't get them, decides to set their skirt on fire. But in doing so, because the material that it was, it set the whole person on fire on this bus, and no one did anything, and it resulted in this horrendous, you know, act. And the book follows accounts of people that were on the bus, it follows Twitter accounts of the people involved, and it follows the crime, you know, the case that follows. And it looks really interesting.
Yeah, I'd quite like to read that as well. It sounds good.
But the way it's done, obviously, for a YA audience, is it's kind of done in this style that makes it quite accessible to read.
Mm.
So, you know, it's got instant messages in there. It's got interviews from
it just makes
and
it
stuff.
Interesting, doesn't it?
It looks very... And I never heard of this case before. So I'm just like... Why does that happen? So I'm very interested to read that. So kind of want people to read it, but also I want to read it myself. So I'm hoping at some point it will come back into the library.
So a couple of books that I'll probably just mention because they're on our display. We've got, I did read the second book of the Children of Blood and Bone, so Children of Virtue and Vengeance. Obviously a magical fiction set in a magical world, and so I read that. And obviously we've got Dark Whispers, which is Vashti Hardy's second one of Brightstorm.
I want to read that. That'll probably be one of my summer reads next year, because that's when I do sequels.
And the book that I didn't get round to reading, which I looks quite funny, which also, I sort of feel that Andy McNab and Phil Earle tend to do quite serious stories.
I don't know, Phil Earle sometimes does comedy, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is this Get Me Out of Here, which is it's got a green cover and these kids climbing up the title, and I just think it looks quite funny. I might take it home and read it. I don't usually read the funny books, but sometimes I grab one, and because you need to kind of recommend it if, you know, you want to. So I might take this one home
that
and
one
read it.
That one does look quite funny. I read into what it's about. He goes on this, like, adventure camp with school with his friends, and he thinks he's going to have a really good time, but then his brother, like, volunteers to go on the trip. And
Danny's
like,
SAS-obsessed brother is going too.
And I just think that sounds like quite a funny situation.
And apparently their guide is at least 132 years old. So I think it'll be quite funny, and I think there'll be all sorts of things that go seriously wrong in it. And so I might take that home if it doesn't get borrowed, but I suspect it will probably get taken.
A couple of books that I put on the display which I have read. Good manga choices here. One Punch Man, we bought into the first volume of that. This is a very good, like, low-level manga, so perfect for year 7 and up. It's about a guy who becomes a hero, but then he becomes so strong that he defeats everyone in one punch, and he just wants to find someone that he can actually fight properly. But it's quite funny, because he used to be, like, this businessman, and then he lost all his hair from training too much, and it's very stupid. It's a funny one. It doesn't look funny. It looks really violent, but it's not really violent. It's stupid. And hilarious. So that's actually a really good funny one and good for low level.
I am so pleased you enjoy the manga, because I just can't get into it, really. I have to say.
It's interesting, because when I was at school and people read manga, I thought, oh gosh, why? And now you make me read manga.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be one of these people.
Well, we need a manga expert in here, you
see. I don't think I'm really that. I've not quite mastered the animes. I try so hard, but I can't get into the animes. Assassination Classroom, we've got volume 4. If you don't have Assassination Classroom, you need to get it. This is a staple manga.
They do go crazy for it. That and My Hero Academia.
And it's got a lovely message. Both of those mangas are brilliant ones to have. You don't have to worry about reading them beforehand, because there's no kind of bad content in them.
Yeah. So they're safe. Safe for 4 years.
Safe win.
Two other books that I've read that are on our display are The Children of Whizzledon Lane by Mona Kollerbeck. This is actually one book that is on the Reading for Pleasure list that our English department have put together. So I had a little read of that. It is based in World War II, about a girl who called Lisa, who ends up becoming an evacuee in London from Vienna. And then the other one, which is based in World War II in the Auschwitz concentration camp, is Saving Midnight. Any horse lovers are going to love this book by Susie Zale. There is some kind of bits that
you liked that one a lot.
Yeah, I did like that one, yeah. So he wants to go and work with the horses of the Nazis, and he does get to go and work with a particular horse. It's a little bit difficult, but obviously they become friends. So there's that book.
Another war book that's on the display is The Tattooist of Auschwitz, the Young Readers Edition. And it's funny, because I've read this book. I remember I read it and I was like, oh, I'm taking a break from why I've read an adult book. And we were like, ooh. And now,
that
Young
is
Readers
the
Edition.
Yeah, the YA version.
Which means it wasn't completely lost. I mean, I don't know how different the versions are. I imagine there's less graphic content, maybe, or swearing. But it's a brilliant book. It's a love story. Obviously, there's loads of horrendous stuff that's in it, but it's a love story. And I think there's loads of books out there about Auschwitz, but the way Heather Morris writes, she really gets you to connect with the story in a way that I'm not connected with any other war story. True story as well.
One of the books I want to talk about is Evie's War, which is by Holly Webb. And this is based in First World War. And the book is actually based in Whitby. And it's about a family who are going through the war. There's two girls and a brother. And the two girls have been staying at home, schooled at home, but now they're going off to school. And David, who is 15, actually enlists in the war and pretends he's 18 and goes to war. So you sort of find out about him and what happens to him. But you also, Evie and her sister, Kitty, they are doing things to sort of help the war movement. So, you know, making mittens and socks and all that kind of thing. And you hear about the rations and you hear about what their friends are doing. And, you know, there is the occasion where there's a bomb that explodes in the town and things like that. And yeah, it's quite
good. You know, for a war book, it's so bright.
Yeah.
The cover is bright. It looks happy. It looks cheerful.
Yeah. Yeah, but there is... It's got these two dogs in it.
No, don't say anymore. Why would you mention
one of the
this?
Dogs goes...
Look, one looks like a sausage dog.
Yeah, which she gets bullied for that. Because
why?
He's a German dog. Dachshund.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Is one that an Airedale?
Yeah.
They're like two of my favourite dogs.
Yeah, it's an Airedale and it goes to war.
Why?
And I'm not saying anymore.
Why, Holly? Why is the Airedale going to war?
Yeah.
Why would she do
it's
this?
It's the dad. The dad said the dog had to go to war to help out.
That's ridiculous.
So they enter this, sent it to this training camp, and it goes to war. I'm not saying anymore.
I love how they don't send the dash hound. It could have been a spy.
No, the dash hound could have knows.
Hidden, could have hidden with the German dogs. They wouldn't
Brandy.
Have known.
Brandy. Brandy the That's Airedale's cool. gone. Yeah.
I hate this book already.
So, it's quite a moving story about to do with First World War.
Yeah, it sounds. I'm already moved just because you mentioned dogs. And
yeah.
I always know bad things happen to dogs. A book that I read over the half term, which is on the new display, is The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Suzanne Collins. Suzanne Collins, if you don't know, but I'm sure you do, she wrote the Hunger Games trilogy, which after university, I hated reading because university reading is like death. It's horrible. Mm. But I read The Hunger Games and all of a sudden I love reading again. I love YA. I used this plug to get this job.
So, yes, you did.
You know, Suzanne Collins, she's done great things for me.
It's a massive book, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is. This is the prequel to the... It's not a prequel, but it's based on President Snow, like, in the past. But it doesn't directly relate to anything that went on. But it's brilliant. I actually really liked President Snow. He's, like, the baddie in the trilogy. But in this one, I wanted to know more about him. And I loved how his character kind of changed and twisted as the story went on. And I'd actually want to read another book about him. And I think that's, you know, she's left the Hunger Games world for so long now, but she just easily picked it up. And I think she could do so much with that world and the characters in it. So I kind of hope she writes something else about President Snow. But if not, it's a brilliant standalone.
That's cool.
But I did build some crazy forearm muscles just holding the book. Because I was trying to like hold it and I was like, oh, too tired to hold the book. So yeah, it's very big.
I don't think students should be put off because it's not like full page of
I know. And it's
words
a,
though,
it's
is
a
it?
Beautiful hardback and it feels nice and the story is engaging.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get read loads.
Oh yeah.
The last book I'm going to talk in depth about is The Good Thieves by Catherine Rundle. We both fancied this one.
This book looks so good. It looked cute.
And I've read The Explorer by Catherine Rundle, so I kind of expected it would probably run on the same sort of lines, you know, nice adventure, which it is. So the main character in the book is called Vita Marlowe, and her and her mum end up travelling to New York from Liverpool, I think, because they find out that their grandfather has lost his wife, so she's died. And they get over there, and Vita and her mum find out that he's given the house to, like, this gangster. So Vita goes to find this gangster and confronts him about, you know, the fact that he's taken this house. You know, he paid $200 for it or something, which was crazy. And what she does, though, is he ends up going off to go and deal with a situation, and she takes this ring. So he's now after her because she's taken this ring. But her grandfather has told her that there's some jewellery in the house that he would like back. And so she ends up putting together this mission with these two circus boys and this girl who she's met who's a thief, to break into the house to get these jewels. But meanwhile, he's after her because she's got this ring. And it's all about that. You know, it's a lovely adventure. The characters are really good. The two boys in the circus, I loved how she talks about the circus and about what dreams they want to do. One of the boys wants to be on the trapeze, but his uncle who's in it wants him to do the horses, and he's just wants to fly around on the trapeze. And, you know, it's really good. So you get a little background of each of the
it's
kids
set on such
stuff.
A lovely backdrop as well. 1920s, Prohibition time, New York, gangsters,
really good.
The circus. It sounds like it's such a good mix of time and place.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's just a nice read for kids year 7 and up to read. You know, it's perfect. It's very much on the Explorer was really well written and nice to read as well.
So after reading The Hunger Games, I then found in my cupboard a book that I took pre-lockdown, which somehow got lost in my cupboard.
Oh my goodness, you're just like some of the students.
I am, unprocessed. You didn't even know it wasn't here. And it was Nowhere on Earth by Nick Lake, which was one of the Carnegie books, which is why I took it. And you read this one, and you said it was a bit odd, because there was a bit of a twist in it you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
And I started reading it, and it's very action-packed. Mm. Like, I've not read a Carnegie book before that is so action-y.
Yeah.
Like, usually they're telling some kind of, I don't know, important historical... Like, there's not much action going on in a Carnegie book, I feel. But this one, from the get-go, she's, like, shooting people, there's a plane crash, there's all sorts going on. But I will reveal... Because I don't think it's a spoiler. It happens.
Well, I think it takes a science fiction move.
This book is a science fiction book, and it has aliens in it. But nowhere on the front cover does it scream aliens, which is why it comes as quite a shock. But yeah, it's got a science fiction twist. Now, I quite like science fiction, so I'm interested to see where it's going to go. Because I've only just found out that there's an alien in it. And I'm like, what? So... Yeah.
You're halfway through that.
I'm halfway through it. That's what I'm reading at the moment.
So I went and finished all the books that I took home over half term quite early on in half term. So I'm reading an adult book at the moment.
This has never happened in the history of our podcasts.
No. Well, I listened to a podcast on Criminal, and it was about these twins that were born in the late 1960s. And the book, I've now got the book, which is called The Silent Twins by Marjorie Wallace. And they're very bizarre. They had a very bizarre life. So, I'm currently reading that. So I'm halfway through that. So I'm going to finish that and then I'll be back on my YA.
It sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. These twins called Jennifer and June decided that they weren't going to communicate with anybody, so they would stay in their bedroom and not even talk to their family, and kind of had their own language and ignored everybody and just but it's all the other things as well that happened.
I'll put the link to that podcast in our description so you can check it out, because it sounds really interesting, and there is a book so you can read that too. That is all for this week. Please have a look at all the books that we have recommended. Get them for your library. They are brilliant. Yeah. There's a whole range of books here as well for loads of different ages. So there's something for everybody. We also have a YouTube video talking about some of the books, so you can check that out as well. I'll put the link in the description. We won't be doing a podcast next week because we do them every fortnight now. But please have a listen to the podcast that will be coming out next, because we'll be trying something new in our library and letting you know the results of it. It is goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.